Paul Frankenberger was 36 years old when he left his native Germany in 1933. He traveled to the British Mandate of Palestine, and he changed his name to Paul Ben Haim. He also changed his compositional style. On a new recording titled Evocation, Itamar Zorman traces that compositional evolution. That's this week's episode of New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. I'm talking with violinist Itamar Zorman, who's just released a new recording. And before we get into that recording, Itamar, tell me a little bit about yourself and your musical family.
Yes, well, I'm originally from Israel. That's where I grew up. Grew up in a musical family. My father is a composer. My mother is a pianist, but also much more than that. She is a great music advocate and educator. I have two younger sisters. They also play different instruments. So, yeah, a musical family indeed. And then at the age of 21, I came to the States, first to Juilliard, where I studied for my master's. I did an artist diploma also, and Manhattan School of Music. And, that was sort of my educational path in the world of music. And now this is what I do. Play the violin.
Well, you're kind of glossing over the fact that you were also a recipient of an Avery Fisher Career Grant, which really helps to launch careers, and you became a joint winner of the International Tchaikovsky Competition. What year was that?
It was in 2011.
And what does it mean to be a joint winner?
It means that, the jury could not decide. So the top prize, they just, divided between a Russian violinist, Sergei Dugadin, and myself.
Well, wonderful. Well, congratulations. I know that seems like it was a while ago, but still, these are not things to be glossed over when we're introducing you to our listeners.
It was an important step.
So, Itamar, tell me how you fell in love with the music of Paul Ben Haim.
Well, growing up in Israel, Ben Haim is a relatively well-known name. He's regarded as really one of the fathers of Israeli, I guess, classical concert music, whatever you want to call it. But I only fell in love with his music much later, I guess, when I had a little bit more context. I remember I was playing, this was during my undergrad, I was playing a piece by him for string quartet. And the piece incorporates some traditional Eastern European, in this case, Jewish tunes. But there's something about the writing of it that I found really touching in a not too sentimental way. I somehow really connected to it. And then I was thinking, you know, I would like to explore a little bit more of that composer. And this is what I did. I read his biography, which was really eye-opening. And when the opportunity came to record a CD with orchestra, this was really my first thought, especially when I discovered this piece. This piece, Evocation, which has never been recorded, to my actually great surprise, because it's a wonderful piece of music, I think. So I thought I would go for it and try to put together a CD that really represents his development and trajectory as a composer, because he had a very quite an interesting life. And his style underwent significant changes, I think, quite interestingly. And then I found really good partners in the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, who agreed to do the project, and the conductor Philip Bach and pianist Amy Yang, and we went on this together, and the result is this new CD.
Tell me what you found so eye-opening when you read Ben Haim's biography.
So Paul Ben Haim, he was born in Germany in, I think, 1897 to a secular Jewish family. And he was really immersed in the German culture. And he left Germany only in 1933 when the Nazis came to power. So when I played his music as a child, or what I knew it was, you know, this music incorporating Middle Eastern influences, music sounding a little bit, well, I guess getting inspiration from Arabic music somewhat, or music of Jews from the diaspora in Arab countries. But what I didn't think about at all is that when he immigrated, he was 37 years old. And in fact, he had absolutely no knowledge of this music before that. The music that he wrote in Germany was very German. It was, if audiences listened to it today, they would think, yeah, this is a German composer, a little bit like Strauss. Actually, quite romantic music. It sounds like, yeah, Mahler, something like this. Very beautiful, in fact. But the music that he wrote afterwards was so different. So just that fact gave me pause, because I wasn't aware of that. And then secondly, the point in the book, which I think is interesting, is that most composers who try to find roots in the national kind of folk music, people like Bartok, maybe Dvořák, Granados for the Spanish ones, they were really familiar already with this sort of music because they grew up with it. But for Ben Haim, again, in his late 30s, that's only when he encountered this. So this was not something that he grew up with, and yet he tried to incorporate it as if it was, which I think it's just an unusual situation and, yeah, interesting both on a human and musical level.
Well, he was also known for developing a new national style. How did he go about doing that?
I think he did it, from my understanding, not in an ideological sort of conscious way. I'm going to try something new because, you know, now there is this new state. A new style needs to be developed. It was more like he was a composer who reacted to the world around him, very much the way that, let's say, Mahler would incorporate, yeah, songs that he would hear on the streets, Brahms with these Hungarian dances. These are things that are around them, and they find their way into their compositions. So in Ben Haim's case, it started being the music of the Middle East that he would hear, you know, on the bus, in cafes. So it started sort of creeping in into his style in a very gradual way, in fact. First, just certain tunes he would use and then, let's say, write variations on them. And then it became more ingrained and a more fundamental part of his style, I would say.
His evocation for violin and orchestra, which you just mentioned, opens this recording. And then later in the recording are three etudes for solo violin written 40 years later. So we really get to hear this contrast in his compositional style. And that's actually what helped you form the original framework for this entire album. Can you talk more about that, please?
Well, it's exactly as you said it. Because this particular composer had a rather unique and interesting trajectory to his musical writing, I thought it would be appropriate to start with a piece that he wrote while he was already living in what was then the British Mandate of Palestine. The style of evocation is much closer to the music that he wrote back in Europe. There isn't much of the Middle East in it. In fact, I think for people who like the violin literature, one of the most beloved works there is the chanson poem. So it's really a tone poem for violin and orchestra. And this piece is very much like this, also in a romantic, maybe extended romantic musical language. A very heartfelt piece, in fact.
You said it's a very heartfelt piece. Is that because it was actually written as a memorial for a violinist that was in the orchestra he had an association with?
While I find his music touching, I find it touching a little bit like the way I find maybe Ravel's music to be touching. So it's not heart on sleeve, but he chooses the right chords and the right turns of phrase, and there is something in it that is touching in a way of, but not being overwhelmingly outwards. But Evocation might be a bit of an outlier in that sense. It was written, as you said, in memory of Andreas Weisgerber. He was one of the first concert masters of the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra. And he died of a heart attack in a very young age, and Ben Chaim was quite shocked by that. So he wrote this one movement piece, basically, in his memory, and the feeling is very much that of mourning, I would say, in this piece. So there is that. And then the recording goes almost decade by decade. First, he incorporates just the melodies from the Middle East, Sephardic Jewish tunes, while keeping the harmony and other stylistic elements very much Western. So you would hear this beautiful Spanish-sounding almost a melody. This is Berceuse Faradite, the Sephardic lullaby. You'll hear the melody that sounds Middle Eastern, but the harmonies underneath it would sound maybe more French. And then later on, also the harmonies become that they are derived from the scales of the melodies. So the harmonies become more, you could say exotic, but they sound less like traditional European music.
The longest work on this recording, and not by much, is the violin concerto. And here is where Ben Chaim starts to integrate some of those Eastern elements. Will you talk a little bit about this work, please?
So the violin concerto, I think, I very much like its contrasts with Evocation, because while Evocation is very Western, the violin concerto, in all its movements, it incorporates elements of music from the East. So while the form is very classical, three movements, fast, slow, fast, the first movement is in sonata form, the last movement is very much a dance, and there's a cadenza, so a lot of the familiar violin concerto elements there. But there is also really a very strong Eastern flavor to it. And I think it actually is very convincingly done, because these things, it's not easy to mix these two musical cultures. I think they have different aesthetics sometimes, they use different scales, all of that, but I think he manages really well in this one. So, for example, in the second movement, it's full of arabesques, those ornaments, kind of quite illustrious ones. What I like about it very much, it starts with the violas playing figure and accompaniment that sounds a little bit like the waves of a sea. Nachaim used to love just going every morning to the Mediterranean to just take a swim. And there's something about the motion of those disfigured by the violas that reminds me at least of the waves. There's first the flute playing. A tune that, yeah, really sounds a little bit from the desert. And it's full of these, yeah, as I said, arabesques. Quite elaborate ornaments. In the last movement, it's quite dance-like. There are some moments there it sounded a little bit like Hasidic music. It's a little hard to describe, but if you're familiar with maybe klezmer or something like this, it might sound a little similar, but most of it is a little bit more Middle Eastern. What Ben Chaim, in Arabic music, they incorporate quarter tones. So while the piano, as we know it, it has 12 notes and it's divided into semitones. It doesn't have smaller intervals, which are possible to get, let's say, on the violin. So Ben Chaim basically adapted the Arabic system, or tried to create his own version to make the illusion of quarter tones, using the 12 notes of Western music, by maybe alternating half steps in a way. So you can hear that in the violin concerto. I think it gives it maybe its particular more Eastern flavor.
Your father adds a very personal touch to this recording with his arrangement of Ben Chaim's Toccata for Violin and Orchestra, and that is quite a showpiece.
Yeah, we wanted to close the album with something kind of brilliant. And so we took, there's a toccata for solo piano, which is, yeah, a very brilliant piece, actually, the original version. And my father and myself, we transcribed it to violin orchestra. And I think it's just it's a very good way to end a CD with a virtuoso piece like this.
So what was most memorable for you in putting together this recording?
What I was very moved by was the somehow the enthusiasm, professionalism, and even passion of everyone that I made this recording with. Because oftentimes, when you come to play a quite a personal project like this with music that is not very well known, you know, sometimes people would think, well, this is not Beethoven. Why would I like to do this? But I really think both the orchestra, the conductor and pianist in this recording, I think really understood the music, which I found interesting. That means that, I think, two things. It means that the music that its German roots with Ben Chaim is really his foundation as a German composer. First of all, that is transcendent, so they really understand the structure of the music from that level. And also the more Eastern elements, it felt very natural with them. So maybe music really has no borders. So I think they did a really a wonderful job, and I was moved by that and by their passion to this music.
Violinist Itamar Zorman, tracking the musical development of Israeli composer Paul Ben-Haim. It's a new recording called Evocation. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media, with special thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode. I'm Julie Amacher. Thank you.